The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments this morning in an Alaska case. An Anchorage man convicted of a brutal rape and beating 16 years ago wants modern DNA testing done on the evidence. But the state is refusing him the test, saying there's no reason to believe he's innocent. The question now before the Supreme Court is whether convicted criminals have a constitutional right to sophisticated DNA testing. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
William Osborne was a Fort Richardson soldier when he was arrested for the rape and kidnapping of an Anchorage prostitute in 1993. The victim was brutalized, shot, and buried in the snow, left for dead. She later identified her attackers, and an Anchorage jury convicted Osborne after his accomplice pleaded guilty. At the time, Osborne's lawyer did not ask for the most sophisticated type of DNA testing then available, saying it may have hurt his case, not helped it. Instead, the DNA testing done on a condom found at the scene narrowed down the pool to about 15% of all African Americans. Now Osborne wants a new, more precise type of testing, which could narrow down identity to one in trillions. He's offered to pay for the test, but the state of Alaska won't grant him access. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled last year that he's entitled to it, and now the decision is up to the nation's highest court. Osborne's side was argued by Peter Neufeld, a co-founder of the Innocence Project, which represents the wrongly convicted. He says, why not do the test?
God forbid we really want to keep somebody who's factually innocent in prison for any amount of time. And if we now have this truth machine, it would be a terrible thing not to allow anybody with the test could be conclusive evidence of innocence to not have access to it.
Some of the justices seemed to agree. Justice David Souter said looking at the evidence won't automatically overturn the conviction. It will just give more information. Neufeld says Alaska is one of only six states where criminals are not guaranteed a right to go back and do modern DNA testing. And Neufeld says even in those other five states, there are at least some instances where testing was granted, leading to exonerations.
Alaska stands alone in the whole country in its stubbornness not to allow DNA testing. And hopefully the court will say that it's simply irrational given the power of DNA.
Alaska Assistant Attorney General Ken Rosenstein says the state is willing to allow post-conviction DNA testing when it's warranted. He argued that it should be up to the state, not the federal government.
The case is really about who gets to decide the terms under which, in the process by which a convicted defendant can seek post-conviction access to evidence.
Rosenstein said Osborne hasn't met the state's requirements for testing, starting with the fact that he's never declared his innocence under oath. In fact, he admitted to the attack at a parole hearing.
Mr. Osborne is just not the type of candidate that we think these procedures, especially an over-the-counter demand like he has made, he's not a particularly meritorious candidate.
Chief Justice John Roberts and others suggested testing be limited to those who say they are innocent and are willing to stake their claim on the threat of perjury. Rosenstein says if a convict doesn't assert his innocence, then it's just a fishing expedition.
We really want to discourage gaming the system. Where, you know, a defendant just comes out and says, you know, I want to test. I want to see what the results would be. I mean, if it's a relatively simple and basic act that if you're innocent, you should unhesitatingly say that.
Justices Anthony Kennedy and Samuel Alito expressed concerns that if everyone is allowed DNA testing post-conviction, then a defendant could skip testing during trial, taking his chances, and then demand it afterward just to see if it pans out. But Osborne's lawyer, Peter Neufeld, says the Alaska guidelines are tough to follow because his client needs evidence to show he deserves a retest.
In Alaska's statute, it's not enough to just say, I'm innocent, to get the test. You have to say, I'm innocent, and provide clear and convincing evidence when you file that piece of paper for post-conviction relief. And he can't do it because he doesn't have the tests, and that's the catch-22.
The federal government backed up Alaska's position, and the new deputy solicitor general argued there is no constitutional right to DNA testing and said deciding otherwise would nullify states' rules already in place. He also said it could open floodgates. The justices are expected to issue a decision in the spring or early summer. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.